Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter sermon and a sermon on the prophet Job preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
To call him Father from the heart, all alien words keep from the throne that ruled by Jesus Christ alone. We live the faith, walk in the light, and trust our gracious Lord with all our might. Alleluia, alleluia.
The second stanza of the hymn, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. It is the Holy Ghost who teaches us to know who God is, and it is the Holy Ghost who is God himself. He brings a true knowledge of God through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then, knowing Jesus, we can say with full confidence that we know the true God. But what does it mean to know? What does the Bible say about knowledge of the true God? And is knowledge always a good thing? Sometimes we hear in the Bible that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. It was, after all, by the means of knowledge, unhealthy knowledge, sinful knowledge, that the world was plunged into sin and death in the first place. What does it mean to truly know God? Joining us to talk about knowledge of the Scriptures and knowledge of God through knowledge of the Scriptures, Pastor Jeremy Lesh. He's pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newark, Delaware, and he's author of a Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Stored in the Heart. Jeremy, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd. Glad to be here.
When Scripture talks about knowledge positively, it does speak about it negatively. We'll get into that in a minute here. But when it speaks of knowledge positively, what does it mean? What does Scripture mean when it says knowledge?
That God gives us, reveals to us, tremendous items about our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word incarnate, and it is a blessing to grow in knowledge of who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, and also what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, continues to do for the child of God. So knowledge is spoken of very, very highly, very positively. It's a tremendous blessing for the Christian.
Is it sometimes synonymous with faith and sometimes, depending on how Scripture is speaking of it, sometimes distinct from faith?
I think it is. It is a both-and sort of a thing. We would like to grow in our faith, and we'd also like to grow in our knowledge. Sometimes they travel apart, but I think when they travel together as a both-and, then it's a great blessing. We are to grow in our knowledge of the Lord and to grow in our faith. And that's why I focused on that we store the really important things in our heart. We may forget things that are in our head. We may have to find a reference book to go back and relearn things. But we want to store what's really important. Those things that we value, they are kept in our heart. But I believe that faith and knowledge are often synonymous.
What are the primary Bible passages that talk to us about this kind of knowledge that goes with and is often describing faith? What are the primary Bible passages?
Well, I like some of the ones that are in the epistles from St. Paul and one from St. Peter. Two in Ephesians that the Holy Spirit reveals, as Ephesians chapter 1, 15 through 18 actually, that the Holy Spirit is always revealing Jesus to us. And that's the job of the Holy Spirit in general, to remind us, to point to our Savior. And then the great role that teachers have in giving knowledge in Ephesians chapter 4, that teachers help equip the saints. There are all kinds of people in the church. God gave some to be pastors, some to be evangelists, some apostles, some teachers. And that's for edification, for unity, for maturity. And I think this is part of the guiding that the Christian is given, so that we aren't swayed or deceived by any of the, I'll call them new ideas that may be coming along, any of the old heresies that are dressed up in new clothing. We should listen to our teachers, guard what is good, and keep what is solid in our minds. And then 2 Peter 3, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. And I think there is where we see the meat and potatoes of knowledge, but then also the beautiful grace of our Lord. All of those things that we do not merit, God gives to us. So I think those are some of the passages that I really latch onto in terms of knowledge.
Part of what we're talking about here, Jeremy, is kind of the mechanics of this storing the knowledge of Christ in the heart, and that is something as simple that we do as, you know, we do it as little kids, we do it less adroitly as adults and older adults, and that is to memorize things. Talk about the great value of just committing the scriptures to memory.
You will always have them. For a lot of the listeners, they've probably dealt with older adults, parents, grandparents, older church members even, where as our mind starts to fail, this idea of what is stored in our heart is guarded. And those things that are taught to us as children, singing hymns to your children when you put them to bed, they start to come out later on. Or even if you were come from another country and you had to learn how to speak English, as you grow older, you may revert back to your native tongue. Maybe for you and I, Holy Scripture should be our native tongue. And so we know those verses, our confirmation verse. Maybe if at Holy Communion, when we study for our first communion, we learn those parts of the Bible that talk about the Lord's Supper. You know, so we remember those things. We remember all the things that, again, have great value to us. We keep what we value. We keep what we love. And hopefully that is the Word Jesus, the Word of God. I think that's the value for it.
Pastor Jeremy Lesh is our guest. We're talking about knowledge of the Scriptures, how the Scripture is stored in our hearts on this Wednesday afternoon, April the 30th. He's pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newark, Delaware, and author of a Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Stored in the Heart. When we come back, there is knowledge that constantly changes. It requires, if you're going to keep up with it, you have to constantly update your database, so to speak. What is the advantage of a knowledge that never changes, such as we have in Holy Scripture? We'll answer that question with Pastor Jeremy Lesh right here on Issues Etc. right after this. How would you like to attend a conference and hear Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Jonathan Fisk, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, and Al Schmidt? You're invited to the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
Every week, Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout cooks up 29,000 pieces of chicken, 980 gallons of meat sauce, 310 loaves of fresh bread, and 200 fresh pies and cakes. Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout in Granite City, Collinsville, and O'Fallon, Illinois. Ravenelli's.com. R-A-V-A-N-E-L-L-I-S.com. Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lord has gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. These gifts can be received every week at both Grace Lutheran Church and Trinity Lutheran Church in Wichita, Kansas. Join us for divine services at Grace on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., as well as every Wednesday at 11 a.m., or at Trinity every Sunday at 11 a.m. Grace is located at 3310 East Pawnee and Trinity at 611 South Erie. Gather with us around our Lord and His giving His gifts to us. See you soon.
Christ at the Center, The Justification of the Ungodly, A Contemporary View of Faith and Reason, The Holy Spirit in Christ. These are just some of the almost 30 essays included in Propter Christum, Christ at the Center. It's a new book of essays in honor of Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Find out more and purchase Propter Christum at shop.logia.org. Propter Christum, Christ at the Center, shop.logia.org. That's the Cambridge Singers with the Easter hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, played in festal Easter fashion, playing right now at Lutheran Public Radio. That's our sacred music station that runs 24/7, 365 days a year. And during this time of the year, the 50 days of Easter, you will hear this kind of sacred Easter music, the church's music that follows the course of the church's year. At LutheranPublicRadio.org, listen anytime to sacred music for the world. Pastor Jeremy Lesh is our guest. We're talking about knowledge of the Scriptures for the last 10 minutes of Issues, etc. Pastor Lesh, I know you're a Cardinals fan. I am as well. And this is the kind of thing that if you really want to devote yourself to it, even in a passing way, you got to keep up with the knowledge base. And it's always changing. The players change, the stats change, the teams change. It's always turning over. It gets a little exhausting, but it's also can be entertaining. What is the advantage of the kind of knowledge we're talking about, a knowledge that never changes, such as we have in Holy Scripture?
Well, I think it's a fixed point for us. You're right. There are many changes and chances in our life. Something that we know for certain, something that God reveals to us as certain, that does allow us, when our world is very chaotic, when everybody around us is losing their heads, we can grow up into Christ, who is the head of the church, the head of the body. And so having that fixed knowledge of God's word in our heart and, yes, in our mind, that adds a stability to our life. The highs are not too high, and the lows are not too low. We remain connected to the word. It is the power of the gospel to salvation. So,
you say, and you employ a bit of a metaphor in your in your Bible study, saying that the heart is a small muscle, but it has tremendous storage capacity. What do you mean by that?
Well, I did some chaplaincy work after seminary, and I was in a nursing home. And there was a lady in the latter stages of dementia, of Alzheimer's. She was Catholic, but she was assigned to my care. She started speaking Italian, and I don't know Italian. So I went to the Catholic seminary, and I found a priest, a professor, who wrote down for me. I didn't learn it. I just had to read it for her. But the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed in Italian. So so that she could speak it. She remembered that. She stored that in her heart. Again, when my grandparents, I'll say when they forget who I am, rather than being sad that they don't know my name, they and I, we share faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I pray the Lord's Prayer with them, they speak with me. People that I've been a pastor to for close to a decade now, when they no longer remember who the other members are, we pray together and it is stored in their heart. That's why I say that the heart is a mighty storage vessel. And so it's, you know, just going back to the basics, to the fundamentals. Like that's what I was trying to drive at there.
I think, you know, kind of picking up on some insights that I've gained from mm-hmm. Pastor Will Wheaton. He likes to talk about, you know, we shouldn't complain about the time spent in Scripture because or the time spent on Sunday morning, because that's what God invented time for, was exactly
right.
for those hours. And I wonder if the same is true of the mind and the heart, that ultimately, and we'll see this in the resurrection, that is why God gave us mind, memory, heart, so that it might be filled with God's Word.
I would agree with that. And again, I think they go together, you know, that yes, we learn tremendous things, you know, about the Trinity. We learn, you know, that why one of the creeds was addressing the Arians and one of the creeds was addressing the Gnostics. And, you know, but beyond all that, it's God's love for us in our Savior Jesus, that He knows our name. He does not call us by our sin because He's forgiven that sin. He knows our name, so God knows us, and He will never forget us. And so, yeah, God has given us all of the, you know, yeah, the great power of the brain, and He's given us the great vessel of the heart to receive His good gifts.
Jesus speaks mm-hmm. about the heart at one point, and He reflects the Old Testament judgment of God, that the heart of man is wicked. In the extreme, and then Jesus says, well, out of the heart proceeds, and He has this list of sins that come out of the heart. This is still true of us, as I'm sure you would agree, that out of the heart proceeds all kinds of wickedness, but a heart that is then filled with the Word of God, with the holiness of God, with the grace and mercy and forgiveness, what can then begin to proceed from such a heart?
Well, out of the heart then comes, I think, what God puts into it. I think I'm one of the rarities, I think, in that for baptisms, we use the exorcism portion of the baptismal service, where we tell the devil to go away, depart, O unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. I know it's not what goes into a man that makes him unclean, but it's what comes out that makes him unclean. And I would say that maybe the flip side is, it's what comes out that maybe reveals the presence of God there, that we speak Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We pepper our language with kindness, with graciousness. So hopefully, as God's Spirit grows in us and we mature and we learn and we are given wisdom, that from out of the heart are our words that point to our crucified and risen Lord.
You used a little phrase there a few minutes ago, changes and chances, which I think was an allusion to the service of Compline. This evening service that where, you know, amidst the changes and chances of life, it talks about. That made me mindful of the fact that one of the ways that the church goes about embedding God's Word in the hearts of believers is by its liturgy, by its worship song, prayer, preaching, and teaching. Talk a bit about that with the few minutes left to us.
Well, certainly, yes. The joy, again, of having something constant in your life. I'm not saying that we will never, ever change, we will never make adjustments, but the faith that the Lord has given to me is indeed the faith of my parents and of their parents, and to pray the Lord's Prayer and to teach the Lord's Prayer to my own children, say, this is the prayer that our ancestors when they got off the boat here in America, they say the same prayer. And they learned it from previous generations. So yes, we receive what is given to us because the people that give it to us love and care for us because somebody loved and cared them to teach the scriptures to them. And so the services of God's house. I started the Bible study with a very familiar collect for the word that we read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest, and we hear the scriptures. Very all-encompassing. And so as we grow in the worship services, we start to make it a part of us. You know, what's the worship image that, and with dancing, when you're learning the steps, you're not really dancing. It's when your feet go without thinking about it. That's when you're really dancing. And so, yes, it's nice to hear people say, I don't even need the hymnal to go through the service. I can say it by heart. Or, yes, there are times when I can close the hymnal when we're singing the hymn, and I know it by heart, that great joy of having it embedded. That is a great comfort for us.
Pastor Jeremy Lesch is pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newark, Delaware, and he's author of a Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Stored in the Heart. Jeremy, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., we'll discuss canonization and relics. It's two subjects that kind of go along with the idea of the two popes that were recently canonized, that is, declared saints. Dr. David Coles will be our guest. We'll also talk with Wesley Smith about the fight for legal rights for animals. The Issues, Etc., book of the month for April is called Making the Case for Christianity. It is right up our fans, right up our fans' alley. It's a great book on Christian apologetics from Concordia Publishing House. Now you can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, order it for yourself, read it, and you'll see what I mean. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Making the Case for Christianity. Yes, it is true that this knowledge of Jesus Christ given to us in Holy Scripture, revealed to us in Holy Scripture, is not just a knowledge that gives you knowledge, it gives you Jesus. It gives you salvation. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.